This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to WRFL Lexington 88.1 FM, all the way to the left on your radio dial. This is Dr. Eric Thomas Weber here with you to play for you the first Philosophy Bakes Bread episode of this fall semester of 2017. And some of you may know, if you're regular listeners, that I was not on the air last week. I had someone fill in for me and not just play an episode. The issue is that I was sort of dead to the world with an awful, awful virus. And I don't need to tell you any more about it. It was terrible. And I appreciate someone who filled in for me, you know, but that is last week. And so this week we have actually a few extra things for you today, a little bit of a special moment, because we were going to have a breadcrumb episode air in the last week or so. And of course, so it got delayed to today. And usually we put breadcrumb episodes after a full episode. Well, today we've got a special circumstance. We've got a breadcrumb, and then I've got a full episode. And then after that episode, we've got two breadcrumbs. So you might be wondering, what the heck is a breadcrumb? What am I talking about? Well, Philosophy Bakes Bread is a show that talks about how and why philosophy matters. And baking bread is a metaphor that's been used before when people said that philosophy bakes no bread, right? And so the idea that sort of it has value and it can bring in some dough, let's say, and it can fill your belly, so to speak, and so forth. Well, metaphorically anyway, it matters a lot, we believe, in SOFIA, the Society of Philosophers in America, and on this show. Well, so today is going to be unusual because instead of starting with a full episode, we're going to start with a breadcrumb episode. What is a breadcrumb? A breadcrumb is a short episode that either got sort of cut off the loaf of a larger episode, or it's something that we sort of organized in response to listener feedback or what have you. So there's a number of different things that might be breadcrumb episodes. We also use them sometimes in as what we call "you tell me" sort of responses, you know, that we have a little segment in each show where we ask our guest about for a question to ask you all, our listeners, for the show, for a segment we call "You Tell Me." And so we've got a "You Tell Me" that we'll play for you after a breadcrumb, a full episode, and then another breadcrumb. So we've got a lot for you today, so I might as well just jump in. The first breadcrumb I have for you is, believe it or not, episode 39 of the show, and it is the seventh breadcrumb we've recorded, and it is with Gregory Sadler, who was on the show 2 weeks ago now. And Greg, we called him the YouTube philosopher, and Greg is hugely successful on YouTube with enormous numbers of followers. Millions of people have watched his episodes, and on top of that, we discovered that he is one of the leaders of a movement called the Modern Stoicism Society. That's an organization. And so we thought, ooh, you know what? We should ask you about the Modern Stoicism Society, because we've talked about Stoicism quite a few times on the show. And therefore, I have for you our first breadcrumb for today. Again, changing things up a little bit, playing a breadcrumb first rather than a full episode. We'll play you this short episode. It's about 13 minutes long. And then I'll give you the full episode that's coming next, episode 40 with Dr. Larry Hickman. I hope you enjoy this breadcrumb, and reach out to us, as we'll tell you how to do in just a moment, and all the ways in which you can get a hold of us on social media and so forth. Thanks for listening to WRFL Lexington. Welcome everyone to a special short edition of Philosophy Bakes Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble.
Philosophy Bakes Bread is a production of SOFIA, the Society of Philosophers in America. In our breadcrumb episodes, we include snippets from past episodes or more substantive responses to your feedback that we receive on Twitter, Facebook, or by email at philosophybakesbread@gmail.com.
That's right. We've got another breadcrumb episode for you, this time around with Dr. Greg Sadler, who spoke with us on episode 38, where we dubbed him the YouTube philosopher.
The YouTube philosopher. Something else Greg does, and we didn't get a chance to talk to him in the episode, is he the editor of Stoicism Today. And I really like the work that they're doing over there, so I thought it'd be great to sit down and talk with him about what is Stoicism Today.
Okay, so Stoicism Today used to be the name of what's now the Modern Stoicism Organization. And it started out in 2012 as a bunch of philosophers and psychotherapists and a few other people getting together over in England and trying to see whether Stoicism could be adapted for a lot of modern uses. And it's grown just massively over the last few years. Stoicism Today is the blog, and it's almost like a journal at this point, of the organization. We put out a post every week at least, sometimes twice a week, you know, so over 50 a year. And the Modern Stoicism Organization is kind of the umbrella under which all these things fall. Stoicism Today as the blog, the Stoic Week class, which happens in October this year. Originally, it was called Live Like a Stoic, and that's the whole purpose of the class, for people to try it out, try out some practices, some self-observation, to get together with other people. And then one of the other really big things that we've got going on is the Stoicon conference, which this year is in Toronto.
Stoicon?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's the largest gathering of Stoics and people interested in Stoicism in the world. Last year, we had about 330 attendees, and I think this year we're on track to have about 400. And then, wow, sort of like TED, wow, has TEDx, we also sponsor Stoicon X conferences and other places. So nice. Right now, there's three lined up, one in Brisbane, Australia, one in London, and then a follow-up in Toronto. And there may be another one in Colombia that's getting put together.
So Colombia, the city or the country?
A big global thing.
The country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over the world. People are involved with this. It's actually kind of one of my side projects is trying to get a handle on exactly what's being done in each country. And so I've got a giant spreadsheet of contacts and people that say they're doing this and that. And it's you know, just a massive. Stoicism, more than any of the other ancient philosophies, has really caught on among working professionals, among ordinary people. The Stoicism Reddit, I think at this point, has over 70,000 members.
Wow.
The Facebook group, I think, has recently passed 30,000. So there's a huge interest in this, and there's a lot of, you know, new literature coming out adapting this. I'm actually working on a book on the notion of life in accordance with nature and what that means. A little side project, because I'm supposed to be working on a book on Stoicism and anger, but I put that on hold for a little bit.
Now, Greg, we've talked about Stoicism quite a few times on this show. Nevertheless, for all you know, someone might have listened to this episode first among all of our episodes, yeah, so far. And so the natural question we have to ask is, wait, what exactly is Stoicism?
Yeah. So Stoicism is one of the great philosophical schools coming out of ancient Greece and Rome. And there's been a number of attempts to try to encapsulate, you know, in one sentence what Stoicism is. And so I'll actually give you three of them. One is that notion of living in accordance with nature, but then that has to be unpacked. Another is the idea that moral virtue is the only true good, and that all the other things should be sort of, you know, made lesser priorities in accordance with that. And then the third one would be, this comes from Epictetus, you know, this notion of distinguishing between what is in our control and what's not in our control, and applying that consistently. All of them are oriented towards living a life of genuine freedom and flourishing. So it's a very, you know, it's a complex philosophical approach to things that takes in all aspects of the human being. And it's been reinterpreted in contemporary times to try to apply it to, you know, modern problems and to rethink some of the core notions in light of you know, new developments that we've come across.
Awesome. So when you say that that's thing we should focus
really
on
great.
Is virtue rather than, you know, other things aren't so important as virtue, what are you contrasting that with, and what does virtue mean? What do you mean by this to someone who's not very initiated, when we should focus on moral virtue instead of other things? What are the other things, and what's moral virtue?
Yeah, so let's start with what moral virtue is. So the Stoics distinguished the same cardinal virtues as you know, Plato did, justice, which includes benevolence as well, you know, being good to people, courage or you know, resilience in certain respects, temperance or self-control over our desires for bodily pleasures, and then practical wisdom. Those are all character traits, and those are things that we can develop. So the Stoics view developing those and building the kind of character that would be able to do those consistently as what's most important in life and as what is going to make us happy and render us free. So what would we contrast that with? Think about consumerism, you know, this endless desire for more and more possessions, for having the latest iPhone, for, you know, buying and piling up a bunch of possessions.
Mansions and cars and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, also.
You're going to have the newest iPhone. What else?
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't, but I'm still working with the 5 and it's, you know, slow, but it does the trick. And, you know, I want to say one thing too. So Stoicism is not simply saying get rid of all of that, you know, but it's a matter of prioritization. So you can be, you know, a CEO of a corporation and be a Stoic. You'd live a very different way than most of the other CEOs, and you would probably treat your workers a lot better too than many. Well, and all the other stakeholders too. Another thing we can contrast, you know, the good of virtue against would be, say, social prestige, you know, or positions. And a lot of people spend, you know, much of their time trying to pursue those sorts of things. And you might say, well, wait, what about relationships and stuff like that? All of those can be understood in terms of the virtues and living a full life. So the Stoics like to contrast themselves back in ancient times. You know, they didn't have all these other people to, you know, that we do. They contrasted themselves primarily against the Epicureans, who taught that pleasure was the primary good. And they said, well, pleasure is nice, but it's not as good as you know, a life of virtue. And they also contrasted themselves against the Aristotelians. I'm actually a huge fan of Aristotle, and here I waver a bit back and forth. And the Aristotelians thought it's not just virtue, you know, and virtuous activity, but you also need some level of external goods. Can't be destitute and be happy. The Stoics said, no, you could actually be destitute and be still fulfilling your duties, living a life that's you know, free in the most important respects. So they were hardliners on that. I think contemporary Stoicism is kind of all over the map when it comes to that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a really big fan of the work you guys have been doing. And whenever I teach ancient philosophy, I always have my students or encourage them to participate in Stoic Week, right? I think it's a really great way for someone who doesn't really know much about Stoicism to not only just study what they taught, but also sort of to live and to begin to think like a Stoic. So, yeah, to apply it. So maybe could you say a few words to our listeners maybe about what that is and maybe how they could participate in it?
Sure. Yeah, it's coming up this year in October from the 16th, which is a Monday, to the 22nd, which is a Sunday. And each day there's some readings, some exercises. There's actually a class that you can enroll in. And if you look in Meetup, you'll often find a lot of Stoic meetups in major cities. So you can do it with other people. A lot of colleges and universities will be doing it as well. And that communal aspect is kind of nice. So the way to sign up for it, watch Stoicism Today and we'll have the links for it. We're hosting it now in Teachable, most likely. We're actually getting the prep ready for it.
What's that? It's a
platform for hosting online classes. And, you know, people can create accounts very easily. You just enter an email. We've hosted it in using other things in the past. So, you know, we change every so often. I should mention, when I say we, I mean the Modern Stoicism Steering Committee, which consists of 10 of us. Donald Robertson, who's written a few books on Stoicism and on cognitive behavior therapy. He's the one who actually takes the lead on the Stoic Week class and on a class he's got running right now, the 4-week Stoic Mindfulness and Resilience Training class. But the rest of us all contribute in one way or another.
That's awesome, Greg. Listen, is there a website where people can go learn more?
Yeah, modernstoicism.com. That's the umbrella for all the other things that we're doing.
Awesome. Check it out, folks.
One more thing worth mentioning is that in the recording of our episode, we had a moment in which I didn't want to get Greg's title wrong, and so I got a little playful with it. And afterwards, we had a few chuckles. So I'll play for you the exit where I mentioned Greg and his title, and then I'll play for you the part that got cut out, which was us laughing a little bit about the way I was being playful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Philosophy Bakes Bread. This is Eric Weber with my co-host, Anthony Cascio, and we've been talking with Greg Sadler, the YouTube philosopher and the president, CEO, and chief lord over ReasonIO.com. Go check it out. It's really awesome. We're going to come back with one more segment after a short break. I didn't want to mess up your title, so I thought I'd just
start signing chief lord, CEO, comma, chief lord. Yeah. CEO, comma, CL. When someone asks you, just chief lord, what else would it be?
I didn't want to get your title wrong, so I thought I'd just be playful with it.
All right. Well, I've enjoyed this. I hope everyone has also enjoyed this little breadcrumb.
Little breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us again, Greg.
Sure. Yeah, I'm always happy to talk about the modern Stoic movement.
Awesome. Well, remember, everyone, that you can call us and leave a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show at 859-257-1849, 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or by email. For any of that information, visit us online at philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Anthony Cascio and Eric Weber speaking today with Greg Sadler, and this has been Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought about life and leadership.
If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.